On August the 11th, 2014, actor and comedian Robin Williams entered the portals of hell. He did so by making the decision to hang himself in his own home with a belt around his neck. Recently, his wife Susan has come out with additional revelation that he was suffering from Lewy body dementia, and Robin was not going to have any part of it. He was, quote, taking back control of his life by ending it, if that really makes any sense at all. What makes Robin's death even more perverse, if not grossly ignominious, is all the postmortem applause he is receiving for his action by those oblivious to God's revelation on the subject. Many, including Susan, have attempted to rationalize his self-demise by assuming that he is better off now than he would have been had he gone through all the medical treatments for his ailments. They fail to realize that apart from spiritual regeneration that Jesus Christ called being born again, those who depart this life in death are committed to eternal torment forever. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, Jesus relays the account of a rich man and his dealing with a poor man by the name of Lazarus. Acting with disdain toward Lazarus, the rich man would only allow Lazarus to eat of the crumbs that fell from his table, while the dogs licked Lazarus' sores as he suffered in anguish. At the end of their lives, we then find the conditions of the rich man and Lazarus switched. Lazarus is now enjoying the presence of Abraham in paradise, while the rich man is found in agony in hell. The rich man's plea is the same for all who share his condemnation. First, there is the begging of relief from the torment and flame. Just a drop of water from the tip of a finger is viewed as an enormous respite, yet that is denied. Second is the appeal to send Lazarus, of all people, to warn the rich man's brothers about his awful plight, lest they also come to this place of torment. Again, the request is denied, since they already have Moses and the prophets. If they will not listen to them, then his brothers surely will not listen to someone who has returned from the dead. Robin Williams, like all others in hell today, is begging for the same relief with the same petition to warn others, and yet without fulfillment. Some have assumed otherwise, with the accusation that no one knows what a dead man could possibly think. Since Jesus himself was not lying, then regardless of the verbiage used, the living can know the thoughts of the deceased, especially those currently residing in hell. And it is nothing but remorse, dread, and torment beyond anything anyone could possibly suffer while alive, whether it is from personal sin or a disease like Lewy body dementia. To argue to the contrary is indicative of someone who does not know what life and death are all about, much less are they aware of the judgment that awaits the lost in hell who end their own lives under the assumption that they will escape what they believe is undeserved suffering they are currently enduring while alive, when the reality is the suffering is only about to begin and will last forever.